Hi, my name is Gabby. I'm on crew number 6, and we are working on building a ramp. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
Gabby, what made you want to come on the mission trip?
So I was told that I had to do at least 1 year, and I thought that maybe like this would be a really good year to do it. I had to be pushed a little, but I did it because I was kind of nervous. But honestly, I'm pretty glad that I did it.
What makes you really glad that you decided to take that risk and come with us?
I think just hanging out with you guys, and I'm just having a lot of fun.
Do you feel like you're closer to everybody because we're on this trip together?
Yeah, I feel like spending a week with people and not like having your electronics and stuff, it definitely brings you closer together with people. Yeah.
What have you done on this trip that you've never done before?
I used a saw, which was pretty awesome.
Was that like a special thing you got to do, use a saw?
Actually, that was like my job today.
Your job today was just using a saw?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty fun.
What was that like the first time you did it? Were you nervous?
I was like really nervous because like I didn't want to mess anything up. I was also taking measurements, and I'm not very good at that sometimes. But I did pretty well.
What do you think is cool about being a younger girl learning how to use power tools like a saw?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Why?
Because I feel like there's a lot of girls who would think that's really weird, but I think it's kind of cool, like that someone my age gets to do stuff like that.
I think it's really cool too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part been so far?
I think spending time with my church family. That's been really fun. And I actually haven't spent more than like an hour with you guys. This is my first trip, so it's pretty awesome.
I love it. So we're here to grow together as a community, but also to grow closer in our faith. Do you feel like you've learned anything new about God or about yourself by being here and hearing the messages or being in our small group?
Yeah, I think that I've learned that I'm not really someone that wants to be totally serious 100% of the time with like church stuff. And I didn't really, that's why sometimes I don't really feel like going to church, but I have a lot of fun because sometimes it's not always serious. And I had that moment of realization a few days ago.
That's awesome. That's really important. I feel like it's really important to know that church can be very silly.
Yeah.
And the group we brought here is very silly. And we're having a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not serious all the time.
No, it's definitely not. And I like that. Like serious sometimes and silly other times.
Yeah. And we've also had some serious moments. People have like been sharing some stuff during our small groups and stuff.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel that there's a space where you can like tell hard stories?
Really great, actually. I haven't like, it's kind of hard sometimes to open up like that, but I think I just have to get used to it a little bit more, and then, yeah, I think it's really great that people are comfortable enough to share that.
Definitely. So what would you tell your family or your younger brother or any of the younger kids at church? What would you tell them about the mission trip now that you've been on it?
I would tell them that it was awesome. And I would tell my brother that when he's old enough, he should definitely come because I think he would have so much fun. And my mom is definitely gonna say, I told you so, because I'm gonna be like, I wanna go again. And that's what she said to me. So,
Sometimes moms are right, and I'm really glad your mom was right about this thing.
Yeah, so am I.